This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. And today we're talking about progress. I just got off the phone with my girl Abby, and you may hear it in my voice, I am a bit pumped. And I was like, I think I have to go record a podcast. So here I am. Today's topic is about, like I said, progress. The conversation that Abby and I were having was basically, actually I called her to ask her about this company we work for and kind of the logistics of travel with it. And it always progresses into these awesome conversations, these mind melds, and I love them. And we ended up talking about change, evolution, and new business ventures, and ultimately all of our goals, grammatically that sounded weird, but our main goal of finding and pursuing our happiness. And so today what we're going to talk about progress in terms of looking at the past and things we've done in the past as stepping stones, ways to grow. Abby and I were talking about this imposter syndrome that some of us get. And that when you want to change something, you're just like, do I have the credentials to do it? Can I back this up? Am I not being true to myself or true to this vision that I've created of myself? And, you know, we get that imposter syndrome that may hold us back. In reality, all that we've done is created stepping stones, right? The things that we've done in the past, they are stepping stones that allow us to get to where we are today. You know, there's that, I was thinking about that funny meme, that no regrets, right? No regrets. If you're living your life in such a way that you're always striving to work towards happiness, then we have to understand that at any point in time, exactly what we were doing was exactly what we wanted to be doing, right? Therefore, we shouldn't be regretful, remorseful when we look back on it, because in that moment, it was what we wanted to be doing. Even if it was more sure we had to be doing it, ideally it's that you had to be doing it because it's a step on the road towards happiness, right? So ultimately that means that you wanted to be doing it. As such, these things that we've done in the past don't necessarily define us, or rather they don't confine us. They may define us because it's part of who we are, but they don't confine us. They don't dictate what our future path is. They are simply stepping stones. They are part of what we went through. We grow from it. We learn from it. And we allow ourselves to evolve. I kind of am avoiding using that word change because change is not a bad thing. But I think that it can, for some people, have a negative connotation. And so let's just say that from these things, we can evolve. We can become more of that person that we want to be, live more of that life that we want to do. I think that part of what forces us or causes us to hold on to this and not want to say, oh, I've changed, I've evolved, is the ego, right? Because we feel that if we say that we're changed or we're trying to recreate something or create a new vision for ourselves, then that means that how we were doing it is wrong or was wrong. And no, it's not the case at all. We got to push that ego down a little bit. I know that myself, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and I want to wait until things are perfect, and I want to wait and, you know, like put all my ducks in a row and be like, yes, now this is the perfect time, this is the perfect iteration of this, and now I can release it. And in reality, you've probably waited too long, right? What do they say? If you can't laugh at your first, you know, product that you put out there, then you probably waited too long. And I agree with that. Like, yes, you should go into it and care, not just put out things haphazardly and, you know, whatever comes out, comes out. No, I'm not saying that. But if part of it stopping us is this imposter syndrome, is this perfectionist, is this ego, we have to work towards putting that down a little bit, silencing that a little bit, and getting that out there and giving ourselves room to fail, room to grow, room to evolve, permission to do all of those things, permission to create that space. So what am I talking about today? What was I talking about today? What have I been talking about? Is living your life in such a way that we are working towards happiness. And yes, sometimes when we're doing that, things we may be doing may not make us so happy, but when we realize that they are part of this path to happiness, it's okay. It's still something that we ultimately want to be doing because maybe we need to be doing it. As such, when we look back on those things that we've done, no regrets, right? No remorse with that. We should view them as stepping stones. They are things that are going to help us get to where we need to be. And change is okay. Taking a new path is okay. Evolving is okay. And honestly, it's necessary. It's how you stay relevant. It's how you continue to grow and put out your best stuff. I got a phone call coming in. Let me silence that real quick. It's how you put out your best stuff. It's how you're going to create and continue to create. Otherwise, you're going to get stagnant, right? And that's when people forget about you, if that's what your ultimate goal is, to have some sort of voice. So let's look at life as a journey to find happiness. Give yourself permission to change, permission to grow, permission to evolve. And therefore, when you look back on the things that you did, review them not as regrets, not with remorse, not with, oh, now I have imposter syndrome. No, they were stepping stones on this journey, on this path to find happiness and live your best life. Until next time, my friends, Maestro